League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
And so we've got playoff action on the board here this evening. The Utah Jazz and the Los Angeles Clippers. These guys are going back and forth right now. And I understand we're going to be going back and forth here this evening all night with the issues that we were experiencing last night. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know if... I don't know if we've been cursed, if our system has been attacked or whatever the hell it is, but it looks like we're going to have to fight through another night of chaos and carnage. And I tell you what, I'm not really in the mood tonight. When you consider I'm not doing great here this evening, man. I was on the Atlanta Hawks plus the It's one of those deals, like, yeah, it was looking good until, like, it wasn't looking good. And the game got so close to the damn total, 118-102, but it was such a blowout that it just turned into garbage time. All right, so it's just it was garbage time. And, you know, garbage time means you're going to throw your money in the garbage. That's what that means. Meanwhile, we've got craziness in the Mile High City. The Vegas Golden Knights, son of a bitch. Man, I told you guys Colorado were overrated, but I thought Colorado could step up at least with a win here this evening. Oh, Colorado, Montreal will never be able to beat Colorado. And then he'll never beat Colorado. You'll never beat Colorado. And you know what? I've had a lot of people coming at me, oh, you'll never beat Vegas. I said, Vegas isn't there yet either, but I think they're going to be there. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, the pencil players, the hustlers, the people of Pustle, and everybody else in between. What's the over-under tonight before I snap and have a nervous breakdown on the air this evening? I don't know. Level one, level two, level three, take your pick. FanDuel posting numbers right now as we speak. Vegas victorious over Colorado. Wow. The Colorado Avalanche, man. The dreaded, the dreaded 2-0 lead. 2-0 series lead, 2-0, you know, game leads. Man, we saw it last night with the Montreal Canadiens, in which the Canadiens had a 2-0 lead in the game, and they blew the lead. Next thing you know, it was 2-2. Like, you don't see this in other sports. You know what I mean? Like, if you're watching an NFL football game and a team is up 14-0, you don't say to yourself, oh, yeah, it's going to be 14-14 for sure. And when you're betting, you know, when you're watching hockey, if you're going to bet on hockey, anytime a team is up 2-0, just take the other team, man. Just take the other team plus, like, the goal and a half plus the 2.5. You're going to win. Like, look, tonight, Tampa won 2-0, but they were never really up 2-0, right? It was scoreless, then they were up 1-0, and then later it was 2-0 late. I'm talking about, like, boom. Team gets up 2-0, they're comfortable. Hey, it's great. Everything's great. Colorado were up 2-0. Everything was great. They end up losing 3-2 in overtime. So they're feeling it in Vegas, and we get a step closer right now to the Vegas Golden Knights versus the Montreal Canadiens. And either way, I'm expecting it to be obnoxious, to be honest. Like, I'm not expecting this to be like, you know, now listen, we're into the semifinals and stuff like that. Colorado Avalanche fan was pretty arrogant and stuff. And, you know, I said, you're a young franchise, young players. Yeah, you got a young superstar and stuff, but whatever, man. Superstars, you need a team in hockey. But Vegas... Yeah, Vegas, one of these teams. I got nothing against them, but I don't want to hear smack talk from their fans. They've been in the league for like 4 years. Steve Merrill, maybe. Andrew McKinnis, maybe. Earl Skakel, maybe. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
We do this 24 hours a day, every day.
It's real.
And it's here. We've got to come up with a better name for it than fantasy sports. This is the Sports Grid.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Radio Network.
This is the Technology Minute with George Capalbo.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We'll be right back.
Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Going it down on the Twisted Tuesday. Shout out to everybody tuning in on SiriusXM Channel 204. We apologize for any audio or technical glitches that happened this evening. You've been warned. Expect a bunch of them. I was warned before the show with full confidence. It's basically like I'm like a baseball manager that, like, before the game, and our producers tell us, yeah, listen, you know, like, we're probably going to have a bunch of problems. So it's like, well, like, why am I handing you the ball? Like, if I'm like a manager, it's like a pitcher telling the manager, yeah, listen, I'm probably going to give up like 8 runs today. And we're going to be down 8-0 in the bottom of the first inning. So I'm just giving you a heads up, Skip. And I'm thinking, all right. But hey, it is what it is. At this point, you know, in life, you're not going to win every battle every day, right? You're just not. Right? Like, you're just not. You got to pick your battle, so to speak. So for me, right now, my battle is basically the Utah Jazz. That's all I can worry about right now. I can't worry about everything else. Although I am concerned about Steve Merrill. Where's Steve Merrill? Steve. But Steve, we'll get Steve Merrill on, hopefully, here. But I can't concern myself with the outside world. All I can concern myself, like, basically, you know, at this point, it's like, all right, Utah better win this damn basketball game. That's basically all I can say right now. Like, Utah better step up. And you know what? Utah have gone on quite a bit of a run right now. It'll be interesting to see if the Los Angeles Lakers hit Nemesis, the Clippers, the only team still playing in Los Angeles right now. And you know what? We were going to talk Laker basketball with Jovan Buha on the program tonight, but that's another story as well. But the Clippers played a 7-game series. Now they're playing in Utah. Next to Denver, the altitude in Utah is the second highest in the NBA. The Clippers are not a young team. You have to wonder if fatigue catches up as this basketball game goes on. It's the old Russ versus rest factor. Let's bring in Steve Merrill right now. Lucky Steve, Wager Talk, steps up. What's up, Steve?
What's going on, Gabe?
Doing all right, Steve. Thanks for joining us. I tell you what, I'm stressing out this Utah and Clippers game. Though I'm on, I don't know if you have any action on this game, but I've got the Utah Jazz in this game, and I got them parlayed with the Los Angeles Dodgers. So we already hit that part of it, and it's a nice plus money play. So I'd like to finish this off with a comeback win here tonight. And you know, as I was saying, listen, these guys just played a 7-game series, Steve. So they're on the road right now, coming off a 7-game series in the altitude here, and they're not a young team, the Clippers. This could be, you know, I'm curious to see. I'm fascinated to see how this plays out, but Utah should be able to take advantage of this even without Mike Conley in the lineup.
Yeah, I had two games I liked tonight. I liked Philly and I liked Utah. And, you know, even with Conley out, I wasn't too worried because he didn't play much in the 16-point, and they had a 30-point lead in that game, you know, in game 5 against Memphis. Backup more than capable. But my concern when I was, he saw he wasn't playing, and the line went from 4 down to 3, was that we had that damn game one scenario again that bit me back in the last series. I used Utah, by the way, in all 6 playoff games this year, Gabe, and I'm 4-1 so far with them. But, you know, you remember that game one where they sat Mitchell, you know, and it looked like he was going to play against Memphis, and then he's jumping up and down on the sidelines, looked fully healthy. I just feel like Snyder keeps thinking like he doesn't have to take these game ones seriously, and that might be somewhat true, but I thought this was a great spot to fade the Clippers for all the reasons you just mentioned. I mean, they had 2 back comeback wins in games 6 and 7 to win that series. 1 day of travel and then playing in the thin air and altitude. I mean, why not just smoke them tonight?
And you know what? You're not playing the Memphis Grizzlies right now, right? It's a little bit
right. Different.
That's the thing. I mean, you can't leave the window open for these guys at all, man. Right? Like these killers, these assassins, these players that have won championships before. You just notice how they think quicker, Steve, on the floor. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I see it all the time. Like, you know, one team will sort of hesitate. Kawhi will get the ball, and he just cuts it to the rack, or he just fires. He takes the shot right away. No hesitation. But you know what? I think Utah, We'll see what Utah learned from last year. Because to me, this is a pretty bad, this is a pretty massive game. Like, if the Clippers lose this game, you know, I know you can't say all the Clippers are done. If Utah lose this game, Steve, it's hard to, like, sort of fully buy in. I hate to be that guy to overreact after one game, but I'm going to overreact after one game. If you're Utah, you got to win this game.
Nah, don't be that guy, Gabe. I was on Wager Talk today earlier, and Teddy's free play for the show was the Atlanta Hawks. And I had a strong best bet tonight on Philadelphia. And Teddy and I don't disagree too often, but he said basically he was Philly, all this and that. He goes, I normally don't overreact to one game. He goes, but after seeing game one, I'm not on Philly anymore. And I'm thinking, I don't know. I didn't say anything because he was doing the segment separately. But I was thinking, man, that seems like a little bit of an overreaction to me. So, yeah, don't be that guy, Gabe. You know better.
No, and especially we just saw with, you know, the bizarro world, opposite world happening all the time, right? In Dallas in a Clippers series.
Right.
But with that being stated, Utah have had nothing but postseason failures before in the past, Steve. Right? And the Clippers are the real deal, bro. Like, Kawhi Leonard, well, I'm not going to say the Clippers are the real deal, but I'll say Kawhi Leonard is the real deal. And like I said, man, there's only seven games in this series. You don't get a lot of cracks at it. You can't screw it up. Right? You can't screw it up. Like, that's why another one, Phoenix, I like what Phoenix did when it was against the Lakers. They had the Lakers on the ropes, and they handled it. You know what I mean? It was like, no, we're going to go there, and we're going to win, and we're going to finish this off. Dallas didn't have that killer instinct. I guess that's the best way of putting it. You need a killer instinct. But you're right. I don't want to fully be that guy. But about saying, oh, this series is done after one game. But as I stated, if I'm Utah, I think you got to win this game. I think, I'm not saying it's the be-all, end-all, but, you got to win this game.
Well, keep in mind, Conley's out, and he should be back, hopefully. So I think that's another way to look at it is that, your starting point guard, one of your best players, is not playing, and you're still got a tight game. So, yeah, I definitely think this series has the makings of a competitive long series. And like you said, the postseason failures Utah's had or lack of success, Clippers haven't exactly proven themselves yet either, even though, as you know, they were my pick to win the whole thing. So it's not like I'm anti-Clippers. But they're as bipolar as they get.
Steve Merrill kicking it with us. Well, it looks like this game's going to come down to the wire. So I have to admit, I took Teddy's side of things today. Only, listen, the way I haven't been zigzagging too much, Steve, in the playoffs. NHL and NBA, actually. And, it's been a different approach, but it's been a pretty successful approach for the most part, in which I've sort of been riding teams. If I'm like, listen, I like this team to win the series, I'm just going to ride them out here. And tonight, part of me thought Philadelphia was going to win the game, but I didn't think it would turn into the blowout that it did. And listen, man, Atlanta kept coming back and hanging around. But, you won your bet tonight because of Shake Milton, man. And you know what? Give him credit. Shake and bake. Shake Milton stepped up, and he just couldn't be stopped. He was the difference. Right? And, a close game turned into a double-digit game. And then, Steve, what really upset me is I had the over. And these damn overs, man. Like, when it's a blowout, Steve, it turned into garbage time, bro, and it fell just short.
Yeah, which is kind of counterintuitive, though, isn't it? You would think when it's garbage time, there'd be a lot of flow, no defense. But the problem is you don't get the fouling, of course. And you need that fouling. The foul shots, especially in college. I mean, the NCAA tournament, it literally can add 10, 15 points to a game if they foul or not.
Steve Merrill, Wager Talk, kicking it with us. The Late Night Anger Management Class. And we'll get into some baseball with Steve, too. We'll talk more NBA on the other side. We'll crunch some numbers. Vegas beats Colorado tonight on the ice.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
There's a pandemic going on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Network.
Late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the D-gens, and everybody else in between. Steve Merrill kicking with us. Wager talk in the house. We got NBA basketball, NHL playoff hockey, wild night in the NHL once again this evening. Utah Jazz and the Los Angeles Clippers going at it. Big game one. Steve Merrill told me, don't be that guy. So interesting that Teddy was that guy. He abandoned ship. And but, hey, listen, this series... this series is going to be a tight one still. You know, that was a good win for for Philadelphia tonight. But, you know, Atlanta were on a run. They were 5-1 in the last six games in the playoffs here, straight up and against the spread. So they were kind of due to hit the wall. Philly's a good team when they're on top of their game. But now they go back to the ATL, Steve. And what's the Atlanta's record now? Is it, I think it's 22, right? Yeah, it's 22-2 now in their last 24 home games. Back at home. So, yeah. Like, second best record in the league since March 2nd when they made the coaching change. It was 21-2, and then they beat the Knicks again. So, 22-2 at home their last 24 games. So, got, you know, what do you think happens? A split when they go back home? Or can you think Atlanta can, you know, can Atlanta really take two and be up 3-1, or is it going to be a split?
Yeah, well, it was interesting that you don't think Philly can win both of them, and I would agree with you. I don't necessarily think that's likely either. I mean, we talked about the coaching change. March 1st, this Atlanta team was 14-20 overall, and then they make the coaching change, temporary coaching change. McMullen was the interim coach. He was a former assistant. Yeah. You know, he was known for getting them to play hard in the regular season and kind of fade, and so far they haven't faded. But, yeah, I think what was it? Until the loss tonight, they were, I think, 31-12, maybe 32-11 or something. And like you said, that home record's been even more amazing. They are still below 500 team on the road this year. So the fact they got the split at Philly, I think, was a semi-victory for Atlanta. And, yeah, I would expect them to get at least one or two, maybe both.
Yeah, so if you're Atlanta, I'll be that guy again. I'll say, no, you need to get them both. you need to get them both back home. So let's check in. Let's check in with some overnight numbers right now, moving forward here. And I'll tell you what, man. You know, you said it though, Steve. Anytime you think you know, you don't know. So what? How do you think Denver respond? Because I'll be honest, and I've been crushing the hockey, Steve. And I'm doing pretty well in the NBA, but I've been on the wrong side of a couple of games in the last two nights. So, last night I was on Denver. Denver plus the points. And clearly it was the wrong play, although I did hit the over, so I got the split there. But I thought Denver could match up with Phoenix. I thought the point spread might have been a little bit too high. What do you make about game two here? Do you see the same thing happening? Or, like, how do you think this plays out? It's 6 points right now, 222.5.
Well, I mean, the initial thought would be, you know, this is a good bounce-back spot. Quality teams normally bounce back in games two off a loss. That's one of the reasons I liked Philly tonight. I think there's no question Philly's a quality team. They're the number one seed. They're a six-point favorite. The question for me in this one, though, is Denver really like a Class A team without Jamal Murray? I know they've continued to win without him for the past month, you know, but you just kind of wonder if they're on borrowed time at this point. I don't want to say they had an easy matchup against Portland because Portland was a slight favorite in that series price. But it's not like they just knocked off the defending world champs like Phoenix did. Now, granted, Phoenix got benefited from Anthony Davis getting hurt. I'm not sure they win the series otherwise. But the Suns and Utah, Gabe, as you know, were the two best teams throughout the regular season this year. They were either first or second at different times, best record. And as you know, something we talked about last week, I brought this up on the NBA show Monday on WagerTalk.com yesterday, is You could win a lot of bar bets with who's the 10th best one single game scorer ever with 70 points, Devin Booker. I mean, still amazed me to see him on that list last week when we were talking about that. But my point is you have a true superstar there. And with Jamal Murray out, you just feel like this is Phoenix's series. If Denver's going to get a game, though, it does look like game 2+6 is probably the spot for them. And they do also have that altitude edge. You know, I know travel isn't a factor like it is in the regular season, but Phoenix is still, a desert team that's going to be playing in that altitude for a couple games. So I'd say it's make or break for Denver. If they get this game 2 somehow, I'd say they have a chance. They go down 0-2, even going back to the altitude. I think it's going to be an uphill battle. No pun intended, up the mountain battle.
Steve Merrill, Wager Talk, kicking with us. I am Gabe Morenci, Sirius XM, Channel 204. So, Steve, Arash Markazi, who's on one of our affiliates, actually, the Mightier 1090 in San Diego and Los Angeles, had a great tweet. So, the last time the remaining teams in the NBA playoffs won the championship, Philadelphia 76ers, 1983. Milwaukee right. Bucks, 1971. Atlanta Hawks, 1958. Brooklyn Nets, never. Clippers, never. Utah Jazz, never. Denver Nuggets, never. Phoenix Suns, never. Like, wow. We talked about it coming into the year and into the playoffs, Steve, I should say, you and I, and a lot of people we talk with about, it's a little bit different this year. Like, how many times, like, think, Steve, of the history of the NBA, bro, like, since we've been watching, right? You know, like, as a kid and stuff, it was the same two teams all the time. Like, you know, I mean, when I was like 10 and 11, 12, like Dr. J and the Sixers got there. But then it was Magic. It was the Lakers and the Celtics, bro, right, throughout the 80s. It was. Like, it was. They played all the time. It was the Lakers and the Celtics league. And then, boom. Then it was the Bad Boys and Detroit Pistons. Then it was Michael Jordan, where it was like, yeah, you're not beating Jordan. And then, you know, it was Shaquille O'Neal and the Lakers. And then, you know, Golden State, Steve. There's always been, you know what I mean? It's like, in the history of the NBA, bro, not that many teams even won championships, like 13 franchises or something. Like, it's ridiculously, like, how little teams, like, if you look at the history of the league, guys, it's the same damn teams that win all the time. Yet this year it felt different. And I've been telling people, it feels like there's a passing of the torch a little bit and there's, like, fresh blood. But, you know, I guess it's not really, because Kevin Durant's not fresh blood. Kyrie Irving's not fresh blood. But how about that, guys? Philadelphia 76ers haven't won since 83. Milwaukee haven't won since 1971. Atlanta since 1958. Brooklyn Nets are a new team, and they never won in New Jersey. But they never won in New Jersey or Brooklyn. Los Angeles Clippers have never even been to the conference finals before, let alone won a championship. The Utah Jazz lost to Jordan. Denver never won a title, and Phoenix never won a title. It's amazing, Steve. Fresh blood.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, you know which one team's not going to win a title this year, Gabe? And I know you were big on them coming in. Is the Milwaukee Bucks.
1971, Milwaukee.
Yeah, you know, I had the over last night. I lost with that. But I also like Milwaukee. I used it as the free play on the Wager Talk show yesterday on the NBA show. And, I mean, it's not that it lost. They were never even the damn game. I mean, just what an – and you got to admit, I mean – and I told you, you know, my concern with Milwaukee, and you said maybe this year's different. I didn't disagree with you. I thought maybe it could be different. And I thought last night it would be different, but it's that same old Bucks team. You know, they're regular season warriors, and the Greek, it just did not look like a two-time MVP. And I've said that numerous times in the postseason the last few years. Not looking good for Milwaukee with Harden out, and they're down 0-2.
No, and the odds makers don't resist, Steve. And what do you do? Are you just tapping out now? Like so you hear, and you know, it's amazing, Steve. So Milwaukee were 2-point favorites in the last game. It closed at -2. So Milwaukee closes -2 on the road. They get smashed by, 39 points. And now they go back home, and they're 3.5-point favorites again. So they're 3.5-point favorites. Like, but this is it. Their season literally and figuratively is on the line here. Like, this is it.
And this is the situations that normally do work well. And, look, they're still a Class A team. And one of my favorite angles for three decades now is to play decent teams off a blowout loss. It's covered over 60% for decades. So there's a lot of things that check all the boxes here. And it doesn't mean Milwaukee's going to win the series. You know, when I said they're done, it means I don't think they're going to win 4 out of 5.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Yeah, if they're going to get a game, it's here. But how about this, Gabe? You had that great angle last week about, you know, the first half for these teams down 0-2. Full game, 3.5. First half line, 2.5. So to say that's being priced in and why these systems often stop working, I think that's evidence right there.
That's a great point that you raised. They make it stop working. They're aware of these.
Oh yeah.
They're aware of these trends as well. I know. We've seen it, and it's one of these deals where, if you know what I mean, if you take Milwaukee and they lose, you're going to feel like the biggest idiot in the world. It's going to be like, I can't believe I took these guys. They just got smoked. They got in the first two games. They're gutless. We saw this last year. Yet, if you take Brooklyn and Milwaukee roll, it's going to be like, it was a perfect spot for Milwaukee tonight, wasn't it? It really was. Like, I hate to say it, Steve. I got to take Milwaukee here. It just bothers me to do it, but I've got to do it. Like, this is it. Because like you said, like, if they go down 3-0, they could get swept. And, you know, whatever. They're going to snap. And Giannis might want to get traded and stuff, for all we know, after. Right? And, you know, like, I know he was doing the contract extension, but who knows? Like, Budenholzer will get fired for sure. But as you say, I'm with you. I don't think they're going to win the game, but they could still lose this series in 6. You know what I'm saying? They could still win a couple of games here.
Yeah, and they've been favored in 2 of the 3 games. You know, so it's not like they're outmatched, and the odds makers know what they're doing. And like you said, they closed as a slight favorite in game 2 last night. Reminds me a little bit of the Clippers series, doesn't it? The Clippers are down 0-2. I had that big, strong play on them weeks ago right here on Tuesday night. You and I both had them. And I went on an 11-1 NBA run after that. And so many people jumped ship because of that one game. I came right back with the Clippers in games 3 and 4 and won with them. I used them in game 6 and won with them. Stayed off game 5, used the over in game 7. So I was 4-0 all the other games in that series that I used after that one loss. But no, there's so many people that jumped ship and probably never got back on board with me, you know? So I can see that here in this series again.
I think it's always the case. We'll talk about it on the other side, but if you don't want...
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Buy it. You don't want to buy into a handicapper when he's on an 11-1 run. I'd rather buy in when he's coming off the cold streak until hot streak's coming.
Yeah.
Bring it.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide. Get on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Steve, fascinated by the points bet here. And so as we were saying, I think about the same thing. So as you were talking about life as a handicapper, when, you know, you go on a torrid pace after you know, giving out a pick and it doesn't win, and that's always the way. But I was thinking, you know, and you can attest to that, like, I would rather buy into a guy that's ready to break out, right, than a guy like, you see that all the time. Hey, I'm 13-0 in my last 13 picks. I'm like, yeah, well, nobody goes 24-0, right? So it's hard to go 25-0. So it's not the time to buy in, Steve. So we see that all the time. And I think that way, too, about, like, betting. Like, I'll often hear what we're handicapping baseball and stuff, and it's like, you know, this pitcher is 5-0 in his last starts, or, you know, his whip is this, he's done this. And it's like, yeah, you don't really want to bet against it. But I often think, Steve, isn't this guy doofed, like, to regress right now?
Yeah, there's no question with pitchers. It's something I follow, actually. That 5 is actually kind of a magic number, like you just said. You very rarely see a guy go more than 4, 5, 6 games without one off game. So you're exactly right about that. And bigger picture, an angle that I like, actually, and it's hard to pull the trigger because you're playing some ugly ducklings, is guys very rarely don't have a good game out of 4 or 5. And there's a reason for that. I heard this years ago. I don't remember exactly who I heard it from. It was a baseball analyst or manager or pitching coach. But it makes a lot of sense. They said basically, you know, with all the talent nowadays and all the depth at the minors and everything, if a guy's had 4 or 5 bad starts and he is starting still, that means he still has something, you know? Otherwise, he'd be gone. And it's amazing how many times somebody, like, in that 5th or 6th start, they'll pitch, like, a 7-inning, 2-run game. So it's just something to keep an eye on.
That's very interesting, actually. Very, very interesting. So, and you're right, because people will often say, I'm not betting on this guy. Look at him. He's been lit up in his last 3 starts or last 4 starts. But as you state, so they see something. So we'll get into some baseball, actually, because there's some teams that are just amazing. And I cashed a ticket tonight with San Francisco. And I've been, I figured, hey, listen, don't have to know why they're winning. Just, you know, keep on betting because right. They are. Right? It's like, it's one of those deals. I don't have to, you know, to figure it out. But so 3.5, Steve, it's killing me, this number, because I like, what do you do? It hasn't moved since it's open, too. You almost don't have a choice but to take Milwaukee. And we got an opening number, Steve. Going back to Atlanta, Philadelphia 76ers, -1.5 road favorites, -122 on the money line against the Hawks.
Yeah, you know, if the Hawks were down 0-2, they'd be, what, a 2-point favorite probably? I mean, the Hawks would be favored. So that's interesting to me. Hard to overlook, what is it? You said 21-2 now, home the last 23. Man, I mean, it's not like the Hawks are... Yeah, this is where it gets tricky. Like, everyone's looking at the overall seasonal numbers now, but Atlanta, as I kept saying, you know, they were 14-20 before the change, like 32-13 cents or whatever it is now. This is not the same team. They're young, but it's, you know, there again, it's not like the 76ers are some veteran playoff team. It's not like it's the Warriors or the Lakers or something. You know, I mean, Philadelphia is a pretty young playoff team also. So Atlanta really benefited from catching them because by default, they only have to beat the Nets or maybe the Bucks. They don't have to beat both of them because, you know, they only have to play one if they get by the Sixers. And I still think they have a chance to get by the Sixers in this series. I mean, shoot, like I said earlier, I like them tonight. But 12 hours ago, Teddy, who I respect a lot, you know, had basically written off the Sixers in this series. And now they're a road favorite. So my guess is, you know, Teddy would like the Hawks in that game, I guess. But it'll be interesting to see if he's changed his mind after tonight.
Yeah, you know what? And that's sort of the deal, isn't it? You either have to pick your poison, Steve. Are you going to try to zigzag and jump in and out, or are you going to sort of ride a team? Like, because once you sort of, like, you know, and I will tell you something, Steve. I did, coming into the series, I did tell people I really don't think Milwaukee are going to win the series. Like, I did bring it up. I just said,
oh, they were your team for the last month.
No, but I maintained. Well, but I maintained, and I stuck by it after. I said, whoever's coming out of this, though, will win. But, no, I didn't hammer them. I didn't hammer them, Steve, like coming into this. I really didn't because the Brooklyn are just so damn good. And you know what concerned me was the free throws for Milwaukee, right? I was like, you know what? And even if they play close games, they don't hit free throws, this team. And I brought it up. No, you're right. I'm not abandoning ship. I'll own it. That's why they better get a couple of wins out of this. I don't care if they lose, but they better get a couple of wins out of this.
You've got to love it, man. So, I mean, you're just concerned they're going to win by less than 3? I mean, if you know, the odds of that happening are pretty slim. What, there's only like maybe, what, a 12% chance it lands on 1, 2, or 3? So, I mean, in that case, you're probably overthinking it.
Yeah. No, you're right. I just don't like what I've seen. I don't like, who knows, they're falling apart here.
Yeah, with you, man. But you know how the playoffs
and,
like, that's why those teams all blow out losses are always such great plays. I'll say this real quick, though, Gabe. That angle.
And there's no James Harden even, and they still got smashed, Steve, by 39. That's even worse.
Here's the problem, though, Gabe. I talked about that blowout angle being like over 60% for decades, playing teams over like a 20-point loss. But normally you get an extra point or two because of it. And that's not the case here. Like you're saying, the line is actually played at the other way. So that's what's kind of strange about this scenario.
All right, so so as you were saying, and you know what I did, though? I took Milwaukee in game one, but I went light. I was like, you know what, I'll roll the dice here because I kind of talked, you know, I told people I better take. So I went in on it. Game two, I was on the air the other night, Steve.
I had a best bet on them in game one, actually. So I was with you on that.
So I'm not alone, yeah. But you know what? I can't lie, bro. My Montreal Canadiens have been winning in the playoffs and stuff, so I've been caught up, right? So I'm like, ah, whatever, just give me this in the basketball. I'm watching the hockey, right? It's been one of those deals. But they're off for a week, and I've already lost money tonight with them being off. Steve, it's been great. My favorite team has won 7 games in a row. 5 of them is underdogs. I don't even have to think. It's just like every night, I'll take them again. I'll take like this other stuff. I got to think. I'm like, oh, God, you know, what am I going to do here? But I what I did, Steve, do, I will own it. I took Milwaukee in the first quarter the other night. I was like, you know what? They're going to come out hot. They got to come out hot after losing game one. They got murdered, bro. So you brought up the trend that I talked about. According to my mind here, Steve, which is a little frayed, it was 2-2. So it went 50%, that trend in the first
which
round.
Which trend? Which one?
The down 2-0 first half trend.
Oh, the game three, so teams, first half down 0-2.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. It went 2-2. So it didn't. So Steve, what would that move the number at 65% at if it remained at 50? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'd actually written it down. It was on like 91-40 or something. You'd said.
Yeah, 91-40-2.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was 143 games. Yeah. So now it's 93-42.
So that's 145. So it's 64% now. The problem, yeah, though, like I said, Gabe, is you'd have to see how they're adjusting because Milwaukee's 2.5 first half, 3.5 game. I bet you 5 years ago that wouldn't have been the case. So I think they've caught on to it, and it's going to slowly diminish.
I'm seeing right now FanDuel Milwaukee Bucks -1.5, -132 first half. And
well,
look what they do for the money line, Steve.
Yep. -170,
like
heavy.
You said.
Yeah, yeah.
They're boxing crazy. You out of the first half play, right? They're like, hey, you want to lay the money line? 170.
Like, I love FanDuel, man. FanDuel's like a standalone. They're like, screw it. We'll put -132 juice on that and give you 1.5. I love it. I mean, they're a standalone. They don't care what everyone else is doing. They make their own numbers. It's great.
No, they really do. Like, you're right. They're in their own. They come at it. They're like, you don't like it, beat it.
That's really interesting, though, isn't it? So, Gabe, I'd love to like talk to them sometime about why they do 1.5 -132, because everyone else basically has 2.5 with a teeny bit of juice that way still. I wonder if they didn't want to move off that number. Maybe that's what they issued, and then the money's come in, and they just, you know, they don't want to move to 2 or 2.5. It's kind of interesting, though. I'd love to hear the logic behind that sometime.
They're pretty forthright, too, actually. Like they're one of their head odds makers, Steve, does interviews on the network, and he answers questions. Cause I've heard him talk about that. It was the Thanksgiving Day game, Washington. I think it was Washington and Dallas. Everybody, I don't know, man, there was a number. They had a different number than everybody, just by like a point, but in the NFL, it's a lot. Right. And he basically said, listen, he said, and he stressed, we're not trying to get action. We don't care if we get action on both sides. That's not like our goal. Like, our goal is to set a number, and if you want to beat it, beat it. Like, basically, they're kind of a real book, actually, in that sense. Like, they're setting their own number, Steve. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like the Vegas, the casinos, that is just part of a company and a corporation. They're just simply trying to get, you know what I mean, grind out the profit on both sides. It seems like the DFS guys that got into this, to the sportsbook stuff, they're a little bit more edgier and ballsier, Steve. They'll have different numbers, right? And they'll challenge you a little bit more. And they'll just say, if you don't like it, beat it, essentially.
Gabe, I want you to set that up sometime. We got to have like a 1-hour show or podcast, you, me, and like their head odds maker. I'd love that. Between you and me asking questions, I think the public would love that too.
That'd be a pretty cool show to do.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of
fun. We'll get him on this show even, on one of these nights even. Like I said, no, he's, you know, as long as the time zone and stuff, we can make it work. But no, he comes on the network a couple of times a week. It's fascinating. I used to talk to him. It was cool off the record talking to him, Steve. I used to see him Sunday mornings at the book, and it was real good. Like, he would tell me point blank, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, they all bet this, and they're all going to lose. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He would, like, it was really funny. Like, he's like, he was totally, like, he was so open and honest. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, we really set him up there. Like, we gave him +3. And he goes, you know, it seems like people think we're crazy, but we think they're going to lose by more than 3. Like, they have their own power rankings. I guess that's the best way of putting it, Steve. And they stick to them. And don't forget, they come from a DFS world in which they live in a power ranking world of each player, each play, and everything, right?
Yeah, very mathematical, I would think, being the fantasy background. And what's interesting about this Milwaukee game, this might make you feel a little bit better about the Bucks. I'm looking at some of my consensus sites right now, and the public is pretty heavy on Brooklyn right now. I think Brooklyn's going to be one of the more public plays. And probably the most public NBA play I've seen so far was Dallas in Game 7 Sunday. And we know how that turned out. So, you know, I'd love to fade the public in the NFL like you were just talking about. That's the strongest sport to do it. I did a fade the public NCAA tournament video, you know, for Wager Talk, and just did one this weekend for the NBA for the first time because I had four games over 3 days so I could get some information out. And Dallas was a very heavy public side. And I'm looking now, and Brooklyn's up there. So I almost feel like FanDuel's doing that right now. And you'd be like, well, the better number is -1.5. Not so fast, because think about it. If the public likes Brooklyn and they're getting a nice plus money price on the +1.5, I think that's the square side there. So I'm not so sure that's not what they're doing with that line.
Steve Merrill kicking it with us on the Late Night Anger management class. So we played a team total tonight, Steve. Utah Jazz over 111.5. And
never in
I'll
doubt.
Tell you what. Yeah, exactly. Never, I was just going to say, I'll tell you what, I wasn't sure on a couple of occasions, Steve.
I'm like, 47 points at the half, never in doubt.
You're right, I thought about it. So what I did.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So 47. He needed 68 points. 67 points. Yeah, that's what I needed in the second. 67 points. 665. Sorry. And we get it. 65. Bring it. More momentum.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit!
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Freaking a warning. Not just a level one, but my sanity as well. Late Night Anger Management Class, Steve Merrill with us talking NBA. So, Steve, I brought up the San Francisco Giants earlier, and I think later on I'm going to do a little market watch in which I'll get people caught up to date as far as how much money teams are up or down so far this year. But, you know, it's got to be like, you know what I mean? This is the most least talked about story in sports, Steve. The San Francisco Giants playing in a division that was talked about. Well, about Los Angeles and San Diego so much. And people left San Francisco for dead. And, you know, are they going to win this division? I don't know. I mean, teams that are in first place on June 1st do win the division, like, 59% of the time. But, it's unbelievable to me, Steve, that this team just keeps winning baseball games and putting money in people's pockets.
Well, if you know, a week or two ago, I would have said that the Padres are probably I still think the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. Just saying they're not going to get by them. But some groundbreaking news this week. And in fact, Joe Ranieri broke it here on this network on Saturday afternoon with me. We did our 2-hour show from noon to 2 Eastern on Sirius XM channel 204. And we talked about the Sports Illustrated article that's about to come out with the substance abuse in baseball, the grip, the spin rates. Trevor Bauer's the poster child. His spin rate Sunday was about 200 less on his fastballs. He did not have a good outing. I'm telling you right now, I'd be a little cautious of the Dodgers going forward. I liked him tonight against the Pirates because it was the Pirates, and I don't think Buehler is benefiting as much as others with the adhesive. But one of the guys in the bullpen got lit up tonight in one inning of work. I'm telling you, baseball's about to get turned upside down. We've talked about scoring being down. They're about to do something about that. It's something we should talk more about maybe Friday night.
Well, we'll see. You're right. Like Garrett Cole had a bad outing, and they're about to crack down. We talked about the substance stuff earlier in the week, and, you know, it'll be curious. You're right. We'll over start to cash more moving forward. I don't know. We're going to see how serious baseball is from cracking down. Steve Merrill, bring it.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.